With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Joining us now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, a gentleman who does great work. He's an NFL columnist, senior writer for Yahoo Sports since 2004, specializing in the NFL and investigative reporting. You can follow him on Twitter at Charles Robinson. He's Charles Robinson. Hello, Charles.
How you guys doing today?
Good. How you doing?
We're doing better than Michael Kendricks is apparently doing today.
But I'm bored.
Yeah, this has been, obviously, Michael has known about this for some time. First of all, with your background in the investigative reporting you do as well, this thing pops up. Does Michael Kendricks play football this year?
Man, that's really hard to say. I mean, obviously he's going to have to step away and deal with this. I think we're going to have to figure out his admission of guilt, obviously, is look, the government, typically when things like this happen, the government has whatever it needs to convict. So if someone steps up and admits their guilt, you're trying to mitigate as much as possible. It depends on how severe that. I mean, see, I think part of the problem is we don't know the depth of detail. We don't know. There's just so many things, so many corners that we haven't looked around yet. So I think it's hard to say whether or not he's going to play. I mean, I do think that there is a chance that his football career could be in jeopardy here. This is serious. It's again, for him to step up, to have legal counsel already saying, look, my client has admitted to this and he knows he made a mistake. They're trying to get as far ahead of this as possible. To me, that definitely speaks to how serious this is. You know, when you're moving that fast to try and admit your guilt publicly and just, you know, tackle it head on, for lack of a better term. So
smart move on his part. Smart move on his part.
It's just so much unknown.
All right, so the word comes down on this, and there's just so many levels here. What is he exactly pleading guilty? He's pleading, but he's not on trial yet. So what is he actually doing?
So he's not necessarily pleading guilty. He's indicating that he is accepting of his guilt, which suggests that, first off, okay, so the U.S. attorneys handle this. So basically what happens typically in insider trading cases is the Securities and Exchange Commission will get a tip, or they'll flag some kind of trades, or there will be maybe another investigation where someone begins to flip on people and say, hey, you know, this individual is involved in this. My guess is whoever Michael Kendricks was investing his money with, and he said, you know, this is a friend, and, you know, he's already kind of named some details about this friend, that this person was probably caught up. And again, this is speculation, but this is how this typically works in insider trading cases. They get caught up in a wider sweep, and depending on the severity of what they were involved in, everyone who's investing their money becomes someone who is subject to being prosecuted under insider trading laws as well. Now, again, the fact that Kendricks is coming out and saying that, you know, he does have culpability here. Typically, U.S. attorneys, when they move forward to prosecute these cases, they start to talk to lawyers. And, you know, they don't show all their cards. They will let lawyers typically know if they have surveillance, if they have wiretaps. They'll say, look, we have credible evidence that your client or this individual had some awareness in exactly what they were involved in. It would be one thing if Michael Kendricks was like, look, I gave this guy some money. He invested it. I had no idea what he was doing, and that's a completely different scenario. It's something else if Michael Kendricks gave him money and somehow participated in the act of trading on inside information, which obviously is it's a felony. It's a federal crime. You can go to, you know, prison for this. And again, to me, and we have not looked around all these corners, but him moving to get in front of this so quickly with his counsel tends to make me believe the federal government has some level of evidence that he knows he will not be able to avoid. And so he's trying to basically just say, look, I'll cooperate. You know, I was involved and, you know, I'm fully willing to step up right now and admit this. That can mitigate. But again, we don't know the severity. I mean, if this is long ongoing, if there are wiretaps involved, if there's, I mean, you just don't know exactly what level of surveillance was going on around maybe this individual that Michael Kendricks was, you know, investing with.
Charles Robinson joining us, NFL columnist for Yahoo Sports. With that in mind, I would think the Browns and most other NFL teams would have an interest in a great defensive player who might be not in camp right now with his team and may not get a contract and may sit out regular season games. You wrote a great column yesterday on Yahoo. Here's why Raiders Khalil Mack are in a contract stalemate with no end in sight. If you're the Browns, does this inspire you anymore to pick up the phone and say, hey, we can make that guy happy and we can make you happy as well?
If you're the Browns and depending on how you feel about, where your defense is at, like everyone should be interested in Khalil Mack,
sure.
Realistically. I mean, whether you're running a 3-4, a 4-3, the guy can stand up and be an edge rusher. He can, you know, he's done it from a defensive end standpoint. He's been all pro at both positions. He can fit pretty much any scheme. And I think everyone, any evaluator I've spoken to agrees that he's in the top two or three edge rushers in the NFL. So clearly the Browns can use him. Everybody can use him. But look, straight up, the Oakland Raiders are a mess right now. They're a mess. And I think it's because structurally, you know, Reggie McKenzie, from what I understand, is not being consulted on every single deal that's going down free agency-wise. He's not being consulted on every personnel move. And despite the forward face that they're putting out there, which is Reggie and John are in lockstep, it's John's show. John's running the show. The acquisitions are coming under John. And no matter how much the Raiders want to distance themselves from John playing a role in personnel, he's at the top of the pyramid and he is at the forefront of Khalil Mack. Now, from what I know, John has told multiple individuals privately, we are not trading this guy. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen on my watch. Now that said, John also doesn't want to pay him right now. I think John would like him to play out his fifth year option first. All of that said, and sorry for the long winded answer, I do think they're picking up the phone, but it's going to have to be like a quarterback level deal. So ask yourselves this, do the Browns want to give up 2 first-round picks for Khalil Mack and then pay him? We're going to see the Aaron Donald deal is going to land. If not in the next few days, it's going to happen next week. That's done. It's done. They just need to announce it. It's going to be $22 million-plus per year with about $70 million in real actual hard guarantees and even higher when you consider injury guarantees. If the Browns are willing to give up assets and essentially slightly overpay to get a Khalil Mack, you know, you're going to have to offer a boatload. And are you comfortable with the Browns at this state, knowing you want to build around Baker and maybe add other pieces to that defense? Do you think it's going to be one guy?
Well, how many teams do you think are able to meet that those numbers?
Yeah, to cough up what it would take the Raiders to give him up and to be able to pay Khalil Mack.
It's few. I mean, the threshold is so high for a player of that magnitude that I think there will be a ton of interest, but who is willing to step up and pay that price? And it's few. I mean, like when I talk to personnel guys about paying a contract like this, what I hear is, okay, in free agency, we know we're going to pay when we go into free agency. In the rare case someone like this gets cut loose or lands in free agency like an Ndamukong Suh, you know that you're going to overpay to get the guy, but you tell yourself, we're close. We're maximizing the window. Let's do it. We have the money. And all we're giving up is money. Now, it's a ton of money, but it's completely different when you're giving up money and assets. You're essentially taking two losses. You're overpaying on the contract, and then you're also giving up assets that could potentially be used. And in his case, very high-level assets that could potentially be used to add key foundational pieces to your team down the line. And people forget, and Ndamukong Suh, his market, even in free agency, when that contract number was so high, it was essentially the Dolphins and nobody else. I mean, the Dolphins were the ones that stepped up and said, yeah, we're willing to get you close to quarterback money. I tend to believe that, you know, it's going to be the same situation with a Khalil Mack, and even a thinner market because of the fact that you're going to have to give up a couple of first-round picks. I just don't know if you're the Browns. You know, you don't know how the season's going to turn out. What if that's another really high pick and you want to stick, you know, someone next to Baker? Yeah, it's hard to envision a team saying, yeah, we'll give up a couple firsts, and I think that's what it's going to take. Yeah.
Charles Robinson joining us, senior writer for Yahoo Sports.
Just wondering how many teams are out there that will do that. I mean, the Browns are a team that probably would do it.
The only teams to me that typically make sense in a scenario like this, you're going to get that guy for one of two reasons. Either you have a ton of money to spend and you're just simply aggressive. Your nature is going to be aggressive. And John Dorsey can be very aggressive. Or you're sitting there going, we're maxing a window. Like we've got a quarterback in place. So I think that's part of why Green Bay comes up, even though I don't think Green Bay is an asset surrendering team, even under Brian Ted Thompson type, where you won't just see him shoot off draft picks or guys. But they know Aaron Rodgers, particularly given that, you know, they've got their own deal that they're trying to hammer out with him now in a state of difficulty. You know, they essentially have a 4-year window guaranteed with Aaron Rodgers, even if they don't sign him to an extension. They got a couple years left on his deal and a couple of tags. So that's a team, you know, the Saints, part of the reason why we saw Marcus Davenport, the Saints give up so much for Marcus Davenport in the draft was because they thought edge rusher, we're close. Drew's got a couple years left. Drew Brees, let's max it out and do this. So I just think it's either you're maxing out your quarterback window at the end or you just have a ton to give up and you're willing to surrender a lot for what you feel like is a cornerstone foundational piece that you're going to have for the next 4 or 5 years on the edge.
Charles, last thing. Does Khalil Mack, well, where and when does he play football this year?
I will say this. I am 98% sure he will not be on the field for the Oakland Raiders in week 1. And I would say 100%, but I'll be completely honest with you guys. In the past, I've had guys straight up tell me they weren't, you know, certain players told me they weren't going to do something. And then they went back on exactly what they told me within days. So I don't trust anyone, whether it's a player, an agent, a team, a GM, anybody who tells me they're going to do something until I see it happen, I don't trust it. But I fully believe it's as dug in and bad on both sides right now. And I think there's hurt feelings on both sides. There's anger on both sides. And I don't think Khalil Mack has taken it this far to then just show up in week 1 and in essence, take all the pressure off of Oakland. Cause that's what he would do. If he shows up in week 1, it doesn't matter that he didn't show up in the preseason. He hasn't really done anything. Now, if he misses week 1 and they lose to the LA Rams, there's going to be a lot of pressure on Gruden and there's going to be a lot of pressure on owner Mark Davis with fans saying, what are we doing? Why is this guy not on the field for us right now?
Charles, thank you very much. He's Charles Robinson, NFL columnist for Yahoo Sports. You can follow him on Twitter at Charles Robinson. Really, really appreciate your thoughts. Thanks, Charles.
Absolutely. Always my pleasure, guys.
Charles joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
How the Raiders fans feel enter into this at all? They're going to Las Vegas.
Short drive from Oakland to
Not really.
Vegas. yeah, that's an interesting thing. Charles just said it would take quarterback type of deal. He said 2 number 1s. Would that interest you, Browns fans?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.